Once upon a time, there was a camel named Cecil who had made a fairly ill-advised business decision. You see, he had decided to move to a brand new part of the desert, and he thought that he would bring a frozen yogurt business to this new part of the desert. But it had never really taken off, frozen yogurt, with camels. Partially because they have no hands. And all the camels lined up next to the machine with it rolling and all of them. It just was unhygienic. And so he was in a complicated place in his life. When all of a sudden, his particular part of the desert started to flood. And sometimes the flooding was okay. Sometimes it just kind of flooded a little bit and went down, and all the animals went to a higher ground. But this flood was especially scary because there was alligators and poisonous snakes that were also coming in with the waters. And so he knew that he had to leave, and sort of quickly, but he looked around in his home and he couldn't decide of anything that he wanted to leave behind. He had his very slightly creepy, but mostly kind of cute doll collection that he had inherited from his camel parents and their camel parents. And he knew somehow that it was supposed to be worth some money in the back of his head, but he never really liked them. So he knew he had to take those. So he put them in a big bag and threw them back up onto his back. And he looked around his house, and then he saw that he also had these enormous dollhouses, which were very beautiful. And he knew that his grandfather had taken a lot of time in making these dollhouses. So he had to take those too. And so he threw two of them, his two very favorite ones, up onto his back. And they were huge. And then he was trying to get out, and he looked back, and he saw his frozen yogurt machine. And he loved this machine. It was the biggest thing that he had, but he knew that he couldn't leave it. And so that, too, he threw up onto the top of his back and a couple jugs of flavor syrups. And then he tried to leave. And he was leaving pretty early enough that he wasn't in any danger from the poisonous snakes or the horrible alligators. But the thing was, there was only one way out of this valley. It was down to the water on one side, and when the tide was low, you could walk out on the beach and go around, but there was large cliffs, and the cliffs sort of went down into one small little crevice that he had to get out. And he saw a couple of the other camels leaving through that crevice, and he saw it as he was approaching, and it got smaller and smaller as he came towards it, and he thought, oh, I'm not going to fit. And he tried still, but with the big bag of creepy dolls and the huge dollhouses and the froyo machine, there was just no way that he could get through it. And so he backed up, and he was pretty sad, but he decided first to throw off the frozen yogurt machine because that was very, very wide, and that was making it very too difficult. Threw that off, but still tried to get through and couldn't get through because of the dollhouses and the bag of creepy dolls. And so he took off the two dollhouses. And he sat there and looked, and he was feeling pretty sad because he really wanted the frozen yogurt business to take off, and he hadn't quite made his peace with the fact that it hadn't. And those dollhouses were really very special to him. He had very clear memories of playing with them in his grandfather's house. And he took a deep breath and put them down and turned away, and he had the weirdest feeling. He felt almost kind of good. He felt lighter. And he felt like maybe he was going to make it through. And he knew that it was safer, and he knew that it was better on the other side. And so he did. He tried to go through. But sure enough, the big bags of creepy dolls on both sides were still. And now there was starting to be a line of camels behind him. And he so apologized, and he tried one last time. He thought, maybe I'll just put them behind me, and I'll drag them. And then we'll all together be skinny enough to make it through the crevasse. But he did. He put them down, and he tried to drag them. But the dragging of them just felt too hard, and he knew that he wasn't going to make it through. And so he looked back, and he moved them over to the side, and he put them down. And he felt so good. He felt so light. And everybody else behind him in line was like, okay, I'm glad you feel good. Could you please move? Because there's poisonous snakes and alligators that are coming to eat it. And he said, okay. And he went through. And sure enough, on the other side, it was safe. And it was beautiful, and he began a whole new part of his life. And so we have that story this time of year especially, because as we enter into the holidays and we think of things maybe that we want, sometimes we can be a little bit like that camel, just trying to get more and more and pile stuff on. But it's good to ask ourselves what truly makes us happy. Amen. We'll invite you guys to rise.